We are ending our involvement in going through the Vaidin and his boininess. If we end our his boininess now, paying attention to things in life, then it was a waste of time all these weeks. It was all a way to change our lives. And the myth, if one is more misboinen, takes more attention to what is happening around him, within him and around him in his life, it changes his life completely. And the goal of all the invoinen is two things. To misboinen, to pay attention to the world that Hashem has created for us. And to appreciate what we have. A life of taking things for granted is a horrible life, because everything good that he has, he takes for granted, and everything he doesn't have, he complains about. So his whole life is a life of frustration and complaint. A person pays attention to what he does have, the amazing world that he has in his physical being, the physical way that Hashem created the world and all its beauty, intricacy, wisdom, all the benefits we have from it, from what we saw, from the trees, to the sky, to our own bodies, to the Torah, to our neshama. All these things are amazing, amazing gifts. The Gemara describes that a day of rain is an amazing day. It's like Yom Bria Se'olam, Yom Matan Torah, Bria Se'olam. The world is coming to life again every time it rains, instead of just saying, oh, why is it wet out there and cold? Or if you're the other type of Jew, the better type of Jew, you say, oh, Baruch Hashem, we're getting more needed rain. That's a little bit better. But even more than that, just pay attention to this amazing thing. Life is being brought to the world. The Gemara describes the good rain as kechoson likras kalon. The rain comes down from the top, and the earth mixes and bounces back up. That's what rain does. It's one of the amazing qualities of water, that the water mixes with the earth, the clay, and the ground, and the minerals that absorb in the earth become absorbed into the water. That goes into the trees, and that brings life to the world. But if it wouldn't happen, then we'd have no vegetables, no fruit, no animals, and no chickens. So we just have to live on water or earth, whichever one is better for us, the digestive system. So we're experiencing life when it rains. He is born in this amazing Bria, and we think of it, the rain is the same type of thing of any form of life. The Mashgiach, once at a Sheva Kocha, spoke about the Simcha of rain, the Simcha of Matan Torah, Simcha of Chosen Vekala, all the same. When two opposites combine, you have the water from the sky and the earth from the ground, you have the Torah from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and us from this, and the Chosen Vekala. When the opposites combine, then they form a whole, because that's the way Hashem created the world. The world is made up of parts, that they stay disconnected, they are stagnant, and nothing happens. When they connect, then that brings life to the world. And that's a tremendous simcha. The simcha of this world is life. So we have to feel, like I'm saying, it's a good, healthy thing to be born in. If it's raining, the simcha of life is brought to the world in the form of rain. But we could have that simcha every day of our lives. When I daven to Hashem, my physical person, backed by the neshama, guided by the neshama, is interacting with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When I'm learning Torah, it's the same thing. My mind is acting with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's also a matan Torah. It says when a person learns Torah, he should feel kenisi notay. He should feel that he's by Maimon Har Sinai and Hashem is giving the Torah right now. The truth is, we say that in the Brichas of Torah also. We say, Hamelamed, Torah Lama Yisrael. Hashem teaches us. Every time we sit down to learn, Hashem is putting into our brains the ability to understand it. If you wouldn't do that, we wouldn't understand. And that brings life to us and life to the world. The fact that we're connecting to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So, that's what we're saying. His boininess. Oh, it's an amazing thing. I was looking for this line which you learned last week the whole week. I couldn't remember where I saw it. So let's chaz it again. I said it to a few people. It gave them a lot of hanoah. And we'll say it again. Rabbi Yitzchak Gutner said, you find a tzaddik that said, they heard, oh, that tzaddik was such a big tzaddik at Gilui Elio Hanovi. Eliyahu HaNavi revealed himself to him. He said, the Gemara is also, it was a deacon that Gilui Eliyahu HaNavi, they did something that wasn't the name issue, so then Eliyahu HaNavi stopped coming after they had Madrega. Says Rabbi Yitzchak Gutner, we all know and we believe that a Jewish person is in a higher Madrega than all the Malachi HaShoreth. Malachi HaShoreth, they have more clarity than we do, because they don't have the Torah. but they can't do anything. They're just messengers. Carry out the will of Hashem. They can't change anything, not for the worse and not for the better. We are not just messengers. Hashem set us up as being either Eved Hashem or Chas V'Shalom, the opposite, somebody going against the Ratzon Hashem. And we go against the Ratzon Hashem, then we detach from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like we said, when the disconnect between the Elyonim and Tachtonim that stops our lives and damages the entire world. But we have the ability to connect HaKadosh Baruch Hu in a deeper fashion with HaTorah Mitzvot. When we do that, we connect the world to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what life is all about, making those connections. And that's the Simchas HaChayim. The happiness of life is to be able to make more shleimus in the world. How do we do it? Doing the Ratzon Hashem. We are having our physical entities being guided by Hashem to connect both parts of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So, what do I mean to say? Says the difficult, you have to listen well, because I said to a few people, they didn't have it. If Gilui Elio is a very high madrega, that means I reveal to myself a malach. Says the difficult, I reveal to myself, who is greater than a malach, that's higher level than Gilui Elio. What does it mean? To really pay attention to yourself, and try to understand yourself. What does that mean? To get a true picture of oneself. Some people think, I'm just a bundle of Yetzer Hara. That is not a Gilui, so we'll call him Yankel. It's not a Gilui Yankel. There's no such thing as a Jewish person is just a bunch of Yetzer Hara. Another person thinks he's a Malach. That's also not a Gilui Yankel. He's not a Malach. What is he? He is a special creation of Hashem. Hashem created Yitzhar Achad, Ofam and Adoma, in Yitzhar Hasheni, and the Shom HaKadosh of Ayipach Ve'atel, Yishmashayim. We are the combination. We have the physical drives of the animal world, and we have the spiritual connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the Shaman. That's what life is all about. I have all these kaitas that were given to me by HaKadosh Baruch Hu for one purpose, to use them all in unison. Like we said, the Simchas HaChaim is when the opposites connect. Every single kaitah I have can be used by Avodas Hashem. And that, for that we have to recognize ourselves. In the first Chelek of Ali Shor is Ma'ir for this. Our person recognizes himself, pays attention. His blindness pays attention. What are the midas that really move me? Someone caused me to be very happy. One second, what caused it? What midas is that? Someone caused me to be very sad. Someone caused me to be upset. The things that cause major emotional reactions, those are the midas that are really working hard in my life. And then once I recognize that, then some of them, my avoid it is to control it. If I'm getting angry too often, then other I have to be aware of that, because some people are not aware of that. You ask them, did you get angry today? No. And then you ask the people around them, did you get angry today? They say, oh boy, it was a hard day today. So that's the person. Mr. Wellen told me once, there's a shita of helping a person get to know himself. Ask him for 5 close people to him, and ask them to each one write down a list of the different meanings they think that are strong by him, the good ones and the less good ones. If he's willing to go through that harrowing experience, and then get the results put in his face, it may be waking up to maybe something better than he thought, or worse than he thought, or very possibly completely different than he thought. And I'll go put in the different techniques. This is the easy way, a more complex way. The method to be honest with oneself is being misbinding. The other phase of being misbinding, I've told in other places, there's two yisoides. One yisoid is, or three yisoides. One thing is, like we said before, pay attention to what gets you heated up, or what makes you very happy. Those are the meanings that you did something, you felt terrific about it. It was a chesed, and so chesed is something that really moves you. Whatever it can be. So paying attention to yourself. Another one is, pay attention to what you see in others. What do you see in others? It's even an easier way. You don't have to have 5 people to work for you. You can do it all by yourself. Every time you see something in somebody else and you focus on that, you have some shaitas to it. Right? So how could this guy always get angry? That means that you're getting angry also. Oh, wow, this guy is such a Baal Chesed. I really envy him. That shows that you have a shaita. You appreciate this or you have a shaita to that. Either way it goes. But the Chazal says, Amum Shebacha, say specifically about the negative traits. That if you see negative traits in somebody else, it means that you have some of that in yourself. So it's an easy way to figure it out. Just all those people you're upset at, just find out that maybe have the same thing. There's a mitzvah of Yisro Zalman Meltzer, Zechut Tzadlis Bracha, Erev Sukkis. He told one of the members of his family, oh, he usually has a masberet, something to write on It doesn't happen before Yontif. He sent them out to go around to find Agbeh to have Yontif. Maybe the store is still open from a neighbor. They were surprised. I called him away, but most tzaddik like him, what's he doing writing? So they found out later what he did was that he was a godel in Yerushalayim, and many, many people used to come into him in the course of the day and call him away. That was the day people visited. And when he would write down, whenever he saw something in somebody else that bothered him, he'd write it down as, okay, I have to work on this, I have to work on that, I have to work on that. That was called a place of a movement. So it's an easy way to help ourselves, have a better hakar of ourselves. Yeah, so paying attention to, once again, things that cause emotional surges, to pay attention to the chitrenas we see by other people. There's a third one I wanted to say, which I just slipped my mind right now, maybe we'll come back later. But that's an important thing in life, to be mizboinen in ourselves. An important thing is, like the Mashkiach always said, that a person has to start with a positive. You know, start off that I have this chisaron, another chisaron, it's going to run away from the whole thing. And the positive thing we all have, every Jew has, is an neshama kedusha. We mentioned today briefly on the parsha. Let's say it over again because I think it's also going to get to this. You mark yourself. Klai Yisrael got terrified from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They ran Yud Beis Mil away. Moshe Ben says, "Don't be afraid. I'll see those. Why ki lavur nasoyt eschem?" This whole my bratina was not to make you afraid of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and run away from Hashem. The Natsai Svashi says, L'hazil, to uplift you. Don't go away from Hashem. Hashem is bringing you closer, making you greater, closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Uleman, Shetia, Yirosi, Al Tanechen. Yiros Hashem Al Tanechen. So it sounds a little strange. They said, don't be afraid, because this whole thing was, they should be afraid. So, what we said was, what's the difference between the afraid which is a negative and the afraid which is positive? The afraid which is negative is, Hashem, it's too much for me, I just gotta stay away from him. Who knows what he's going to do for me? That's the opposite. Hashem shows his greatness to us to show that we have a shaykh to the greatness. To uplift you. You see how great I am. You see this mighty thing and all the koyches that are there. You have a shaykh to it. I want to give you that power that I have. Okay, sounds very good. So what's this? That should be the yira is Hashem al Tanechem. That yira is not a yira of being afraid and you want to stay away from it. It's appreciation of the greatness of a kodesh. Busha. The end of the busha is a bad busha, which a person just afraid to raise his hand in class because he may say the wrong answer. That's a lawyer by Yishan Langer. That's the person who's too much involved in his COVID. It prevents him from progressing in life. So the path of the busha is to see the end that I'm in front of a Kodesh Boko, Melchem Machem Lach Makodesh Boko. He's so great and I'm nothing compared to him. That causes me to control myself to a certain degree. I don't just do everything I think because I'm in front of a Kodesh Boko. That is a positive here. It sets up the right relationship between me and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I see how much HaKadosh Baruch Hu cares for me, loves me, making me great, making me powerful, but I'm not the body of Hashem. Hashem is up there and I'm down here. And that keeps, that's really the, even for any parent-child relationship, that's the way it's supposed to be. It's supposed to be nurtured in the fashion that the child feels, my parents are here for me. They want to help me. They hold highly of me. They want to bring me up, and together with that, a parent is a parent and not a child. We don't have to have that half-hour conversation to get the child into the car. Get in the car, please, thank you. Okay. HaKopanim, so this is worth saying, this is the HaKara that we have to start with. We have to mark it with, we are this one nation in the entire universe that was chosen by Kodesh Baruch Hu. The Natsos Eschem to uplift us. And he has uplifted us. He gave us a special neshama that could connect to him, could talk to him, could learn his Torah. That is our greatness. And the busha is the fact that we're a physical being. It's on the physical side of ourselves. We're very limited, very tiny. That's not the physical side. It's not the physical side of ourselves who are inconspicuous. We're less than a piece of dust in the universe. That's only not the physical side of ourselves. And that's what we have to understand. That whole big physical world that everybody's taking an ace out of and running after, that wasting their whole life on, is nothing. That's his brilliance. Look at the universe. 14 billion light years of matter that we know of. And according to all the contradictions in the theory of gravity and quantum mechanics, you have to add to that another who knows how much of matter, black matter that's running around out there. So what are we? Mo'edesh kitzis gerena, we're off of Eichu, we're nothing. That's inside the physical part, inside the spiritual part, and the neshamas, nishmas Yisrael, and that whole gigantic bria, we're the only ones that receive the Torah HaKadosh. The Nasi says, we have more power, more koyach than anything else in this planet. So that's what we have to be mizboinen in ourselves. Recognize you are greater than a malach. And after that, okay, I'm greater than a malach, but one second. A malach is somebody who is serving Hashem. I am that type of malach, or I think I'm greater than HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. If I have that problem, then I have to work on something. Yeah. So, that's what I'm saying. This is, to get to know ourselves is a beautiful thing. It's a little bit terrifying. Ashgiach used to have a story that he said over at the Bokas, he felt he's not involved enough paying attention to himself. And he told the Bokas to go for a walk in the yeshiva over there, Be'er Yaakov. And the Bokas said, I tried a few times, and every time I started walking, I got terrified. It was at night. So he said, what are you afraid of there? Dogs? No. Arabs? No. This? No. Not them. So the Mashgiach then said, I think you're afraid of yourself. You're going to be a little time by yourself. You may think a little too much what's going on over there. It may be frightening. Don't be afraid. You're a great person, but you have to know yourself. How hard it is to reach a revelation of truth on oneself. How much we like to fool ourselves. Yeah, everybody's like that. That's what everybody does. Well, yeah. We have to be honest with ourselves. There is what to work on. And like we said, we start off being mizboinen and paying attention to recognize our basic greatness, and then afterwards to see the things that need to work on. If you spend a few minutes a day on that, it can change us completely. Especially if you know there's certain things everybody falls in, amidah or tefillah or whatever it is. Spend time on a regular basis to be mizboinen on this thing, how we can rectify, how we can make it better. Okay, we should have a wonderful week. We have a week, another week of our Nisayon, which Klal is going through this war, all the hardships and the pain and suffering that's going through. Now's the time to appreciate our greatness and take advantage of our kaisas. Here's Hashem with our tefillas, our Torah, Chasodim, working together with Man Hashem. See Yeshua because.